Tonight's shir, Simon Ayin Dalad, Sif Beis, Gimel Dalad, Hey, and Vov. Sif Beis, Haroichets Arom B'mayim Tzilulim. Verotzel Ishtos, person is bathing in clear water, and he wants to take a drink. He's not in a bathhouse. He's in a lake, he's in a pool outdoors, and he's bathing without any clothing, and he wants a drink. Yichase beveged mimata lulibo kdei shloi helibo roa es ha'erva kishivarech. So he should take a piece of garment and cover his body beneath his heart to separate between the upper part of his body and the bottom, so his heart should not see the erva when he says the bracha. V'davka beveged, he has to use a piece of material, a garment. Al v'yadayim lahavi kisu, but just to use his hand is not considered a covering. Thorma adds v'huadin. The same is true when he covers his head. If he uses his hands to cover his head, that's not called a head covering. But if the water was unclear and you can't see the Evarim through the water, it's not a pristine, clear pool, and you can't see through it, he could say Kriyishma, he can make a bracha while standing in the water, as long as it doesn't have a bad smell. And if his chest is above the water, if his heart is above the waterline, then even if the water was clear, that's enough that it's not Liberoas Erva. So when we said before he has to cover with cloth beneath his heart, that's when his neck down is in the water. But if he's waist up above the water, there's no problem. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Zayin, Yichase Beveged V'chulu. If he's standing in clear water and he wants to make a bracha, so he has to cover beneath his heart with a piece of cloth. Perish. Tamayim afal pishem tzilulim, the water, even though it's clear, we still consider it a cover that he's not saying a bracha with his erva exposed. The fact that his waist down is in the water, even though the water is clear, is considered a covering, and you don't have the issue of gili erva. On condition that his head is out of the water, he's not looking at the erva. Since the water is clear, he would be able to see his erva if he looked. So as far as gilui erva is concerned, the erva is covered in water. As far as seeing erva is concerned, his head is out of the water, he's not looking. The only issue we have is libo roa es ha'erva. Al shidayin yesh isur mishum libo roa es ha'erva. There's still a problem that his heart sees the erva. Kivan chaleif im ha'erva mayim, because the heart and erva are together beneath the water. Only his head is out of the water. Al kein tzorech lechasos beveged mimata libo. Therefore, he has to take some material and cover beneath his heart under the water. Kedei shehefsek bein libo le'erva, to separate between his heart and the erva. V'hu adin im chotzis beveged al libo gam kemahani, would also help if the cloth was on his heart. V'chanal b'sifalf, like we said before in sifalf. Sifkon ches kishi yivarech, when he says a bracha, he has to make sure it's not libero es ha'erva. V'u'adin shichas ha'rosh. Now, the mechaber doesn't say it, but of course he has to cover his head too to make a bracha. Shelo yivarech begili ha'rosh. He can't make a bracha with his head bare. Sifkan tes al v'yadayim v'chulu. Just to take his hands, to put his hand on his chest, would not make a separation. Bein imachas alibo or bein libo le'erva, whether his hand is covering his heart or whether his hand is between his heart and the erva, that doesn't help. Unless he takes both arms and folds them against his body and like hugs himself, because the Kaman, as we'll say later, in Se'if Gimel. V'atam de'ein haguf mechas haguf. The reason is because guf is not mechas haguf. The body cannot cover itself. Can't make its own separation between the lev and the erva. V'davki b'yidayim d'idei. Now this is a problem if it's his own hands. Avle macher mechasim libo b'yidei. But if someone else used their hand to cover over his lev, his heart, sure, that would work. Sefkan yud lo mikri v'chulu. The Ma says, similarly, covering your head to make a bracha, putting your hand on your head is not a covering. But it's a long meaning to say, in order to be allowed to say a bracha, or to utter any word of Kedusha, it's not sufficient to put your hand on your head. Look back at Simon Beis and ahead at Simon Sadeh Aleph. And there we also say that someone else's hand does work. His hand does not work to cover his head. Someone else's hand would cover his head. If the water is achurim, if the water is such that the aver cannot see each other, it's the water is not clear, so his body doesn't see each other, so to speak, under the water. Vimhem selulim, and if the water was clear, there is an eitz of achron beraglov. He can maybe use his feet to stir up some of the silt from the bottom and make it unclear. V'davka b'karka shayich zeh. Of course, that only works when there's dirt underneath the water. Avalo b'ki, it doesn't work in a bath. She'ein bo off of a tit, where there's no silt, there's no dirt beneath the water. Ken kasa magen avam, so writes the magen avam. Al bar zruah simen kuf chav ches kasev, dar zruah writes in kuf chav ches, da fila b'ruches es asa b'gigas shayich zeh, even if a person's bathing in a bath, it should work if he kicks up the water and it makes it unclear. And the post can point out on the side that if he's using soap and the water becomes unclear from the soap suds, that for sure is unclear. But of course, if the water is not clear, there will be a problem if the smells bad. So if there's no bad smell, then you can use the unclear water as a covering that there's no problem of liberoes erba. And then the Ramah adds something else. That even if the water is clear, but if his chest is out of the water, then again there's no problem of liberosa erva. Raklamala v'chulu. The hamayi mikri hefzik bein libala erva. The water creates a separation between his heart and the erva. V'yizor gam ken she'ein of yu chutz l'mayim. And again, his eyes should be out of the water. V'yistakel be'erva chanal. Shouldn't be looking at the erva, like we said before. V'lo'ordif me erva ashoshes. Because really, if it's a clear spring, it's no different than erva behind glass. Hamavor b'simen ayin hei sif hei b'zor asur. We'll say later on that that's also forbidden. You can't see erva. So again, there are three issues. There shouldn't be gili erva, he shouldn't see the erva, and his lave shouldn't see the erva. So we say that the water is a cover of the erva, even if it's clear. As far as seeing the erva, so he can't look at the erva. And as far as libra roe es erva, so we have a number of possibilities. Either if he's standing such that his waist up is out of the water, the waist down is underwater, so he's fine, the water creates a hafsik. If his chest is underwater as well, but the water is not clear, that's considered not liberoas erva. And if his chest is underwater and the water is clear, then he has to take some material and press that either over his heart or under the heart, or as we're about to say, in Sif Gimel, he could take both his arms, cross them over, and press against his chest. Sif Gimel. Im adam mechabek gufo bruzo osov. If a person hugs himself with his arms, dainin on lay kafsaka. We judge that like a separation between the top and the bottom. Mishtabur sifka and yudal kafsaka is a separation perish. Im oimed b'mayim tzulim, he's standing in clear water. V'libu gam ken toch ha-mayim, and his heart is beneath the water line. V'tzarech l'hafsik ben libu l'erva so, he has to separate between his heart and the erva. Dai b'zeh l'hafsik, this would be a sufficient separation. Aval gav de kisu be'alma b'yodov mevor b'sif beis lo mahani. Even though we said in Sif Beis that just to cover with his hand is not considered a covering, because ein guf mechasa guf, ze odif tfei, this is better. V'tam, the reason why it's better, kiven chen darkon shal b'ne odim l'chabek, atzer kach, it's not normal for people to hug themselves like this. V'u oisiken, and he's doing it, mikri hafsaka aftu chad guf. That's considered a separation, even though it's all the same body. V'chein yuskimo achonim, and the achonim agree to this. Delo kemaram tivulo upichodosh machmir bezeh. Not like those who are strict with this. Kushu harlich becholik below menchasayim. If he's wearing some kind of nightshirt without pants, who madvi biyodav al chuluko al alev, and then he presses the material against his chest. Omitachas libo beneath his heart, kedahafzik bein libo leerva, to separate between the heart and the erva. Everyone agrees that's good. Even the Pichodesh and the Maram Tivula would agree that's sufficient. Siv Dalet. Yesh Misha Oymed is an opinion. Shehanoshim Yecholos Levorech L'Ispalel, that women can say brachas, women can daven, Keshein Levushos Hechalok, when they're wearing a nightshirt, a nightgown, Afal Pisha Einam Afsikos L'Mata Melev, even though there's no separation between the top of their body and the erva. So this whole halacha of ein li barosa erva is a male thing, does not apply to women at all. That's a yesh misha omer. The Ramah goes on, then heim arumos, and if the women are without any clothing, tzerach shetei erva shalehen tuchos bekarka, if they want to say a bracha, they're going to have to make sure they're sitting such that their erva is pressed against the ground, osha yoshvos al shardov, are sitting on something, the oz, now the reading we have is ein liban roa erva shalhen, then the heart doesn't see the erva, but the Mishnah Berurah says it's a mistake. It should read, the oz eino nira erva shalhen, then the erva is not seen, because we just finished saying there is no problem of libros erva. If they're sitting pressed against the ground or against something, the erva is not seen. Mashen kibish, as opposed to a man, that's not going to work, his erva will be seen when he's sitting without any clothing. So for a woman, the issue is that the erva cannot be seen. Just like by a man, the erva cannot be seen. But liberos erva does not apply, and they can satisfy the requirement of carving the erva by sitting down. Mishnah Berurah, sifkat on tesvav. Yichol sifrach v'chulum. So the Yesh Misha Omer says that women can say brachas and davin even if there's nothing separating the top and bottom of the body. Hatam, the reason is, the ervas and lamata ma'oid. By women, the erva is very low down, and we don't say the heart sees it. However, im hein oimdos arumos, if they are standing without any clothing, yesh ben iser acher, there's a different iser. Dainu iser gilu erva. There's a problem that the erva is exposed. Lo mitzad aleif, not because of the heart. El mitzad shenamba, but rather the pasuk says lo yir b'cha ervas davar. And we said that there's a separate problem that the erva cannot be exposed. Vasur levarach, so she can't make a bracha like that. El tzvicha shtei yosheva, so she needs to be seated. Moshe kasev ramal, so like the ramal writes afterwards. Shaidei yeshivasa, because when a woman sits down, panashal amata mechusim, ve'ena vasaniris, so when she is seated, the erva is covered and it's not seen. Umashe kasev ramal, the ramal says, the oz ein liban roya erva shalhem, the lave doesn't see the erva when they're seated, hu lav dafka liban, it doesn't mean lave. The liban, belavachi ena roya vasan, the heart, there's no, they'll never see the erva. El al shalo tehe gilu begilu erva lagarmi kamar. It's referring to the fact that by sitting down, there's no gilu erva. V'taus sofu. So it's a mistake in the wording of the Ramah. V'tzarchom, the printer should have written v'oz eno nira erva shalan. Then the erva is not seen. Sifkan tezayin mehalev. Even if there's nothing separating between the heart and the bottom of the body, it's not a problem. V'habach cholik. Even though the Mechaber and Ramah go with this Yesh Misha Omer, that there's no problem with Libros Erev by women, the Bach disagrees. Usfir Le, he holds, to Gabi Isha Be'inon Hafsoko Bein Lev Le Erva, that he holds that women also need to separate between the heart and the Erva. Afilu Kashiyesh Lo Malbush, even if she's wearing a chaluk, even if she's wearing a nightgown, that's insufficient. Avol Sha'ar Achorim Eskimu L'Psak HaShulchan Aruch, but other Achorim agree with the Psak HaShulchan Aruch, and again, the Avol, clearly, Mishnah Berurah is following that decision as well. If you look in Yerodea Simen Reish, the Maski Hataz Vashachshom, the conclusion of Shach and Taz, the Fimasha Pazik and Shulchan Aruch Po, that based on the Shulchan Aruch here, then Shach be Isha lo Iberoes Erva, we don't say a problem of the heart seeing the Erva by women. Muteras Levarech Birchas Atfila Kshiomedes Pesoch HaMayim, a woman could say a bracha when she goes to mikveh before immersing, when she's standing in the water. After he had died in a room, even though she's not wearing anything, dimishum gili erva ein bezeh. As far as gili erva, there's no problem. Damayim nechshav mekmo kisui, because the water is considered a cover. And everything we discussed in Sif Beis and Gimel to make sure ein liberos erva, that's only for men. It doesn't apply to women. However, v'yoseh tov shi'alibu l'malo ben amayim, it's still better than when she makes the bracha that her heart be out of the water. The oz shoriyaf bish, because that works even for a man to separate between the top and bottom of the body. Moshe kasev ramah ba'gav sif beis, like the ramah wrote before in sif beis. Oh, alternatively, if she's entirely under the water beneath her head, she techabeg zerosel. She could take her arms and hug herself. Lahafzik bein libel ever to separate between her heart and the ever. Vechem pasuk chachmas adam, and the chachmas adam writes that. So even though the halacha, it's not necessary, but because the Bach who said it is a problem, the poskim say it's an eitz teiva that she should also make sure ein liberos ever, either by making sure that her heart is above the waterline or that she takes her arms and wraps it around herself. Vuadin, or another possibility, imacheres baragla, she could kick up the water, shlo yehev arev near behen, so then you can't see in the water, it's turbulent. Zelukul yalma mahani, that helps according to everybody. Vimyesh od nashim arumos omnis vesatfil. Now, if there's a situation where other women are standing without their clothing in the place where she is immersing, then obviously she has to turn herself around when she says the bracha, not to face them. And if you want to say that where she is immersing is its own domain, it makes no difference, because as we'll see later on, you can't see the erev, and if a woman is standing without her clothing, then another woman cannot make a bracha when she sees her like that. So she would not be able to make a bracha if there is someone else standing by the base of tefillah without her clothes. Sifkat Yud Zayin. If a woman has no clothing and she wants to make a bracha, the etza is to sit down. Tuchos, what's the lomim to say? Devukos umachusos pehakarka. She would sit pressed up against the ground, and that would cover her ever. Mash enkin beish, as opposed to a man, l'shach say it won't help. Because even when a man sits down and crunches himself into the ground, the testicles and the aver are still going to stick out. If you look at Mogen Avon Reishvav, the diet he holds, the af imho agavois nirin, that even though when the woman is sitting down, it's possible that her behind is visible, that doesn't bother us. The agavos ain behemishum erva. The behind is not considered erva. It's also implied this way from the Be'er Gra. However, there is a concern about the behind being erva, and then you can't make a bracha if that is exposed because of gilui erva, so that would have to be covered as well. So if hey, sha'ar evarav royim es ha'erva mutter. Lev should not see the erva. The heart should not see the erva. But other parts of the body can see the erva. Avlam ezem evarav nogeya bein be'erva so bein be'erva schave. But if any of his limbs would touch his erva or someone else's, asur lekos kriya shema l'spal, he cannot say shema or daven under that circumstance. V'yarchosov she'erva shecheves alein, as far as his thighs where the erva lay, tzirch lehafsikon beveged. So you're going to have to separate with some material. Or to separate his legs such that the gid, the eiver, does not touch his thighs. Mishtabur sifkatan yudches. Royin es v'chulu. The other eivorim can see the erva. What's limited to say? V'lo be'inin she'muchase le'erva v'nei atzmo. We don't require to cover the erva itself. Be'ezad davar with anything. Kadesh lo yiru eivorim. The other don't see. Consistently from the beginning, we've never said he has to cover the erva. He can't see the erva. The lev can't see the erva. And the erva should not be exposed. But that his legs or his hands that are under the water shouldn't see the erva, we don't say such a thing. Sefkan yutes ezem evarav, any of his limbs, the gazrina negias sharevarav mishum negias yadav. If there's contact between his aver and his legs, that's a problem. Because it's a gazera, maybe he would touch with his hand, negias yadav shlo yavodi here. We don't want his hands to touch the aver, not to come to improper thoughts. Sefkan chav hagid bahem, if the aver is touching his legs, then you need to put some kind of material to separate. Al benegia de kiss in lahak. It doesn't bother us if his thighs come in contact with the testicles. The ain lochish b'mushim here. There's no concern of here over there. But people who are careful with this too. Some disagree about that. If someone was not careful with any of this, he would be yotz if he said a bracha when the aver was touching his thighs. Se'evav ha'isataliso chagura al mosnav lechaseisai mi mosnav lamata. If a person's talis, and again in this context I'm pretty sure it means a sheet, a blanket, is around his waist, and it's covering from his waist down, be a towel. Afal pishim mosnav ulamaluhu orom, even though waist up he's not wearing anything. Mutu lekos kriyashma, he could say shma like that. Aval espalel osra chichasli, but to damash on esre, no, you can't damash on esre with a towel wrapped around the waist, you got to get dressed to daven. You have to cover your chest. That's the lashon of the Chachamim. You have to cover your chest. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chafav. Mimasnav ulamata, from the waist down. What's the learning to say? Afilu rak ad lamata me ervaso. Even if the towel doesn't go to his knees, the towel just goes low enough to cover the erva. The bezed daimidina kriyishma. That's enough for kriyishma, because the erva is covered. He can't see the erva, and it separates between his heart and the erva. For davening shmones, we have to cover the whole body. So even though above his waist he's not wearing anything, that's fine. But malkam adachak, this is talking about the situation when he has no alternative. His man kriyishma is coming. He doesn't have clothes handy. Because if not, we're not going to say lechatchila to say shema like that. Afilu beeze bracha, for any bracha, kolshem kriyishma, let alone kriyishma. Lahalacha, one who's wearing a bathing suit at a pool could say shahakol in his bathing suit and take a drink. The erva is covered. Ein liberosa erva. He doesn't see the erva, even though his chest is exposed. But lechatchila, you put on a robe. Lechatchila, you put on a robe.
Wear a shirt.
Wear a shirt. Yeah, wear a shirt.
Cover himself in a towel.
Perhaps the towel too would do anything to cover up his chest. If katnachav gimel mutter lekrois. So if even though he's only covered from the waist down, he could say Shema. Kimet shevasa mechusa, because the erva is covered. V'gam atalas mafsekes being libel the erva, and the towel or whatever it is around his waist is separating between the heart and the erva. Sifkanchav dad libo. Who didn't call gufa for shmon esrei? You have to cover your chest, not just your chest. Your whole body has to be covered. The nakal libo, I did the reish. Don't we say heart? Is because that's what we're talking about to begin with. The bekriyishma in circle chasus libo. For kriyishma, he doesn't have to cover his heart. So we say shmon esrei, he does. But it's not just his heart. His whole body has to be covered. The time that tefila chamor. The reason why tefila is more strict than kriyishma and brachos. The fisha but tefila circle lios is asma ka'omim lefnei hamelach v'dabe imo. When a person davens shmon esrei, he has to see himself standing before the king and having a conversation with the melech. Shetzorch la'amod be'ema. He has to stand with fear and trepidation. By kriyishma, he is not standing in the presence of the king the same way as when he is saying Shmona Esrei.